Women's World Cup 2023, The Ultimate Guide. Introduction to the WWC. The Women's World Cup 2023 is set to be one of the most thrilling and historic sporting events of the year. As the anticipation builds, fans from all around the globe are eagerly waiting to witness top-notch football and celebrate the achievements of women in sports. In this Ultimate Guide, we will delve deep into the tournament, providing you with valuable insights and expert knowledge to enhance your viewing experience. From the participating teams to the latest updates and FAQs, we've got you covered. Women's World Cup 2023, the journey begins. The journey to Women's World Cup 2023 started long before the first whistle is blown. The process of qualification for the tournament was intense, with teams from different regions vying for a spot on the global stage. The road to the World Cup has been paved with hard work, dedication, and passion for the beautiful game. The qualification process for the FIFA Women's World Cup is different for each confederation. However, the general process is as follows. Confederations, each confederation, AFC, CAF, CONCACAF, CONMEBOL, OFC, and UEFA, holds its own qualifying tournament to determine which teams will represent the confederation at the World Cup. Hosts, the host country i.e. automatically qualify for the World Cup. Playoffs, the confederations with the most teams ranked in the FIFA Women's World Ranking will hold playoffs to determine the final two teams that will qualify for the World Cup. The number of teams that qualify from each confederation varies, but the current distribution is as follows. UEFA, 13 teams. AFC, 5 teams. CONCACAF, 4 teams. CAF, 3 teams. CONMEBOL, 2 teams. OFC, 1 team. Host, 2 teams. The qualifying process for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup is currently underway. The final tournament will be held in Australia and New Zealand from July 20 to August 20, 2023. Here are some specific examples of how teams qualified for the 2023 Women's World Cup. United States, the United States automatically qualified as the host country. England, England qualified by winning the 2022 UEFA Women's Euro. Netherlands, the Netherlands qualified by finishing as runners-up in the 2022 UEFA Women's Euro. Nigeria, Nigeria qualified by winning the 2022 African Women's Cup of Nations. Australia, Australia qualified by finishing as runners-up in the 2022 AFC Women's Asian Cup. The host country and venues. The host countries for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup are Australia and New Zealand. It will be the first time that the tournament will be co-hosted by two countries. Teams in the Women's World Cup 2023. Here are the 32 countries that have qualified for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. Co-hosts. Australia. New Zealand. AFC. China. Japan. Philippines. South Korea. Vietnam. CAF. Morocco. Nigeria. South Africa. Zambia. CONCACAF. Canada. Costa Rica. Haiti. Jamaica. Panama. United States. CONMEBOL. Argentina. Brazil. Colombia. South Korea. UEFA. Denmark. England. France. Germany. Italy. Netherlands. Norway. Portugal. Republic of Ireland. Spain. Sweden. Switzerland. The final three teams qualified through an inter-confederation playoff tournament, which was held in New Zealand in February 2023. The winners of the three groups in the playoff tournament were Haiti, Portugal, and Panama. The 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will be held from July 20 to August 20, 2023. It will be the first time that the tournament has been held in the Southern Hemisphere. Debutants in the 2023 Women's World Cup. Team Continent Description: Captain Head Coach Haiti. CONCACAF Caribbean Nation has been on the rise in recent years, and they will be looking to make a big splash in their first World Cup appearance. Melchie Douce. Nicolas Delapine. MorocoCAF North African Nation has a long history of success in women's football, and they will be hoping to continue the tradition in 2023. Ghislaine Chebok. Reynald Pedros. Panamacan CACAF Central American Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a string of strong performances in recent years. Carla Riley. Nacho Quebeto. Philippine Safe. Southeast Asian Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a historic qualification campaign. Tanai Anis Allen. Stage 6. Portugal. UFAD. European Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a surprise qualification campaign. Diana Silva. Francisco Neto. Republic of Ireland. UFAD. European Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a long wait. Katie McCabe. Vera Pau. Vietnam. UFC. Southeast Asian Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a strong performance in the 2022 AFC Women's Asian Cup. Tuat Dung My Duk Chung. Zambia. KAF. African Nation is making its first World Cup appearance after a historic qualification campaign. Barbara Bonda. Bruce Moipe. www.youtube.com Philippines vs. New Zealand. The contending teams, a closer look. The Women's World Cup 2023 will witness fierce competition among 32 top-tier teams from around the world. Each team has its own story of triumphs and challenges, and they will come together to battle for the ultimate glory. Among the favorites are the defending champions and teams with a strong history in women's football. However, surprises and upsets are always on the cards, making this tournament even more exciting. Team Continent Description: Captain Head Coach United States CONCACAF. Defending champions are always a contender, and the USA have a wealth of talent in their squad. Megan Rapinoe is one of the best players in the world, and she will be looking to lead her team to another title. Megan Rapinoe, Vlatko Andonovski, England. Dufoth Lionesses are always a strong team, and they have a good mix of experience and youth. Ellen White is one of the best strikers in the world, and she will be looking to fire England to glory. Leah Williamson, Serena Wiegman, Spain. UEFA Spain are a rising power in women's football, and they have a talented squad that is capable of winning the World Cup. Alexia Putellas is one of the best players in the world, and she will be looking to lead Spain to their first World Cup title. Irene Paredes, Jorge Vilda, Germany. UEFA Germany are the most successful team in women's World Cup history, and they will be looking to add to their trophy case in 2023. Alexandra Popp is one of the best strikers in the world, and she will be looking to fire Germany to victory. Lena Magel, Martina Voss, Tecklenburg. France. UEFA France are a team on the rise, and they have a good mix of experience and youth. Marie-Antoinette Katoto is one of the best strikers in the world, and she will be looking to lead France to their first World Cup title. Wendy Renard, Corinne Diacre, Netherlands. Sufoth. Netherlands are the defending champions of the UEFA Women's Euros, and they will be looking to replicate that success at the World Cup. Leek Martens is one of the best players in the world, and she will be looking to lead the Netherlands to their first World Cup title. Sari van Veenendaal, Mark Parsons. Australia. FC Australia are always a strong team, and they have a good mix of experience and youth. Sam Kerr is one of the best strikers in the world, and she will be looking to fire Australia to victory. Steph Catley, Tony Gustafsson. Star players to watch out for. Every World Cup brings forth exceptional talents, and Women's World Cup 2023 will be no different. The tournament will showcase the skills of some of the world's best female footballers, leaving fans mesmerized by their talent and finesse on the field. From prolific goal scorers to tenacious defenders, these star players will take center stage and inspire the next generation of athletes. Player country known for: Alexia Putellas, Spain. Ballon d'Or Femina winner, best player in the world. Sam Kerr, Australia. All-time leading scorer for Australia, one of the best strikers in the world. Megan Rapinoe, United States. Two-time World Cup champion, Olympic gold medalist, one of the best players in the world. Marta, Brazil. Five-time FIFA World Player of the Year, one of the greatest players of all time. Vivienne Miedema, Netherlands. All-time leading scorer for the Netherlands, one of the best strikers in the world. Alex Morgan, United States. Two-time World Cup champion, Olympic gold medalist, one of the best strikers in the world. Ada Hegerberg, Norway. Two-time Ballon d'Or Femina winner, one of the best players in the world. Wendy Renard, France. Captain of France, one of the best defenders in the world. Leek Martens, Netherlands. Ballon d'Or Femina nominee, one of the best players in the world. The draw and group stage matches. The draw for the Women's World Cup 2023 groups has been completed, setting the stage for intriguing matches right from the start. As teams find out their group opponents, strategies will be formulated, and fans will eagerly await the kickoff. The group stage is known for its intensity and unpredictability, with teams striving to secure their place in the knockout rounds. Road to the finals, knockout stages. The knockout stages are where the competition reaches a fever pitch. It's a do-or-die scenario, and the stakes are higher than ever. As teams make their way towards the quarterfinals, semifinals, and ultimately the finals, emotions reach their peak, leading to some of the most electrifying football matches ever witnessed by the world. Only the best of the best will make it to the grand finale. The knockout stage of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will begin on August 5, 2023, with a round of 16. The top two teams from each group will advance to the knockout stage, where they will be drawn against each other in a single elimination format. The round of 16 will be followed by the quarterfinals, semifinals, and final. The quarterfinals will be played on August 8 and 9, the semifinals on August 12 and 13, and the final on August 20. If a match is level at the end of normal playing time, extra time will be played. Extra time consists of two periods of 15 minutes each. If the match is still level after extra time, the match will be decided by a penalty shootout. The winner of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup will be the first team to win the tournament in the Southern Hemisphere. Here is a table of the knockout stage schedule. Round date: round of 16 August 5 and 6 quarterfinals August 8 and 9 semifinals August 12 and 13 final August 20. Promising young talents, rising stars of Women's World Cup 2023. While established stars shine at the World Cup, young talents also get the opportunity to prove their mettle on the international stage. Women's World Cup 2023 will unveil a crop of gifted young players, ready to showcase their skills and make a mark on the global football scene. Keep an eye on these rising stars, they might just become the future legends of the sport. Golden Ball winners for the last five World Cup tournaments. FIFA Women's World Cup 2019, France, the player of the tournament, officially known as the Golden Ball, was awarded to Megan Rapinoe from the United States. Rapinoe was a key figure in the U.S. women's national team's successful campaign, leading them to victory in the tournament. FIFA Women's World Cup 2015, Canada, the Golden Ball for the 2015 Women's World Cup was awarded to Carly Lloyd from the United States. Lloyd's remarkable performances, especially in the final against Japan where she scored a stunning hat-trick, earned her this prestigious recognition. FIFA Women's World Cup 2011, Germany, the player of the tournament in the 2011 Women's World Cup was Hamer Sawa from Japan. Sawa played an instrumental role in guiding Japan to their historic victory in the tournament, where they defeated the United States in a thrilling final. FIFA Women's World Cup 2007, China, the Golden Ball for the 2007 Women's World Cup was awarded to Marta from Brazil. Marta showcased her exceptional skills and goal-scoring prowess, leaving a lasting impact on the tournament. FIFA Women's World Cup 2003, USA, in the 2003 Women's World Cup, the player of the tournament was Birgit Prinz from Germany. Prinz's stellar performances helped Germany reach the final, and she was a prominent figure throughout the competition. The impact of Women's World Cup on society. Beyond the sporting aspect, the Women's World Cup has a profound impact on society. It fosters gender equality, empowers women, and encourages participation in sports. The tournament provides a platform to raise awareness about important social issues and promotes the message of unity and diversity across the world. The role of technology in Women's World Cup 2023. As technology continues to advance, it plays an ever-increasing role in football. Women's World Cup 2023 will embrace cutting-edge technology, from VAR, video assistant referee, to advanced training equipment. These innovations aim to make the tournament fairer, safer, and more enjoyable for players and fans alike. There are a few new technologies being introduced at the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. Semi-automated offside technology. This technology uses cameras and artificial intelligence to track the movement of players and the ball, and it can automatically alert the referee to offside decisions. This technology is designed to make offside decisions faster and more accurate. Connected ball technology. This technology uses a sensor in the ball to track its movement, and it can provide data on things like speed, distance, and trajectory. This data can be used by coaches and analysts to improve their understanding of the game. Virtual reality, VR. VR is being used to create immersive experiences for fans, such as being able to watch a match from the perspective of a player or coach. VR is also being used to train players and coaches. These are just a few of the new technologies being introduced at the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. These technologies are designed to improve the experience of both fans and players, and they are sure to make the tournament even more exciting. Here are some additional details about each of these technologies. Semi-automated offside technology. This technology uses a combination of cameras and artificial intelligence to track the movement of players and the ball. Cameras track players' limb movement. Artificial intelligence uses this data to check for offside positions. If a player is in an offside position when the ball is played, the technology will automatically alert the referee. This technology is designed to make offside decisions faster and more accurate, and it is expected to reduce the number of incorrect offside calls. Connected ball technology. This technology uses a sensor in the ball to track its movement. The sensor sends data to a central computer, which can then track the ball's speed, distance, and trajectory. This data can be used by coaches and analysts to improve their understanding of the game. For example, coaches can use this data to track the effectiveness of their passes and shots. Analysts can use this data to create statistics and visualizations that can help fans understand the game better. Virtual reality, VR. VR is a technology that allows users to experience a simulated environment. VR headsets are used to create a 360-degree view of the environment, and users can interact with the environment using their hands. VR is being used at the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup to create immersive experiences for fans. For example, fans can use VR to watch a match from the perspective of a player or coach. VR is also being used to train players and coaches. For example, players can use VR to practice their shooting skills in a simulated environment. The official mascot, embracing culture and symbolism. The official mascot of the Women's World Cup 2023 will bring joy and enthusiasm to the event. Mascots often reflect the culture and values of the host country, and they become an integral part of the tournament's identity. The mascot's vibrant presence will add an extra layer of excitement and entertainment for spectators. The mascot of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup is Tasnee, a little penguin. She is named after the merging of her homeland, the Tasman Sea, and unity, a fundamental principle of the upcoming event to be jointly hosted by Australia and Aotearoa New Zealand in 2023. Tasnee mascot of the Women's World Cup 2023. Tasnee is a fun, football-loving penguin who is excited to represent the two host countries. She is also a symbol of the diversity and unity of women's football. Tasnee's official description is as follows. Tasnee is a 15-year-old little penguin who lives in the Tasman Sea. She is a fun-loving and curious penguin who loves to play football. She is also a very talented footballer and dreams of one day playing in the FIFA Women's World Cup. Tasnee is excited to represent the two host countries of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, Australia, and Aotearoa New Zealand, and she hopes to inspire young people around the world to play football. Tasnee has been featured in a number of promotional materials for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup, and she is sure to be a popular figure among fans of the tournament. Sources: www.fifa.com. Tickets and how to attend the Women's World Cup 2023. If you're eager to witness the action live at Women's World Cup 2023, you'll need to secure your tickets in advance. Understanding the ticketing process and the various categories available will help you plan your trip and ensure you have a memorable experience. Women in football, paving the way for future generations. The Women's World Cup serves as a testament to the progress of women in football. Through determination and perseverance, female players have shattered barriers, inspiring generations to dream big and pursue their passion for the sport. The tournament highlights the tremendous achievements of women in football and motivates others to follow in their footsteps. Last eight winners of the Women's World Cup. Year champion runner-up 1991 United States Norway 1995 Norway Germany 1999 United States China 2003 Germany Sweden 2007 Germany Brazil 2011 Japan United States 2015 United States Japan 2019 United States Netherlands 2023 BATPA. Team preparations and training camps. Months of preparation and training go into getting ready for the Women's World Cup. From intense training camps to friendly matches, teams leave no stone unturned to be in peak condition for the tournament. Understanding the training regime of these elite athletes provides valuable insights into their dedication and commitment. Women's World Cup merchandise. Show your support. If you want to show your support for your favorite team or player, Women's World Cup merchandise is the way to go. From jerseys to scarves, caps, and more, sporting official merchandise adds to the excitement and unites fans under a common cause. Social media buzz, following Women's World Cup 2023 online. In today's digital age, social media becomes the virtual stadium for football fans worldwide. Following Women's World Cup 2023 on various social media platforms provides real-time updates, exciting highlights, and an opportunity to connect with fellow enthusiasts. Women empowerment and equality, a global movement. Women's World Cup 2023 goes beyond just being a football event, it symbolizes a global movement for women's empowerment and gender equality. The tournament serves as a platform to raise awareness about the importance of supporting and encouraging women in all walks of life, both on and off the field. The importance of coaching and leadership. Behind every successful team, there are dedicated coaches and leaders who play a crucial role in shaping the players' skills and mindset. Women's World Cup 2023 will witness exceptional coaching and leadership, which will have a profound impact on the performance of the teams. Here are the top 15 coaches in the Women's World Cup 2023, along with their accolades. Vlatko Andonovski, United States. Led the U.S. out to victory in the 2022 She Believes Cup and the 2022 CONCACAF W Championship. Previously coached the Macedonian national team and the Washington Spirit. Jutta van den Heuvel, Netherlands. Led the Netherlands to victory in the 2017 UEFA Women's Euro and the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Previously coached the Dutch national team at the youth level. Jorge Vilda, Spain. Led Spain to the final of the 2017 UEFA Women's Euro and the semi-finals of the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Previously coached the Spanish national team at the youth level. Serena Wiegman, England. Led the Netherlands to victory in the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Previously coached the Dutch national team and the Arsenal women's team. Marta, Brazil. The most capped player in women's international football history. Led Brazil to the quarterfinals of the 2007, 2011, and 2015 FIFA Women's World Cups. Asako Takakura, Japan. Led Japan to victory in the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup. Previously coached the Japanese national team at the youth level. Heather O'Reilly, USA. A two-time Olympic gold medalist and a two-time FIFA Women's World Cup champion. Previously coached the Boston Breakers and the Orlando Pride. Pia Sundhage, Sweden. Led Sweden to victory in the 2003 FIFA Women's World Cup. previously coached the Swedish national team and the U.S. out. Jill Ellis, USA, led the U.S. out to victory in the 2015 and 2019 FIFA Women's World Cups. Previously coached the UCLA women's soccer team. Nick Cushing, England, led Manchester City to victory in the 2016 and 2017 FA Women's Super League titles. Previously coached the Chelsea women's team. Tony Gustafson, Canada, led Canada to victory in the 2022 CONCACAF W Championship. Previously coached the Houston Dash and the Chicago Red Stars. Erika Vikman, Finland, the first woman to coach a men's professional soccer team in Finland, led the Finnish national team to the quarterfinals of the 2022 UEFA Women's Euro. Laure Bouillot, France, a former French international player, previously coached the Paris Saint-Germain women's team. Stephanie Mayer, Mexico, a former Mexican international player, previously coached the Club America women's team. Sarah Björk Gunnarsdóttir, Iceland, a former Icelandic international player, previously coached the Valur women's team. The influence of women in sports media. The coverage of Women's World Cup 2023 extends beyond the football field. Women in sports media play a significant role in delivering news, analysis, and behind-the-scenes insights to the audience. Their contribution showcases the growth of opportunities for women in the sports journalism arena. Women's World Cup 2023 official theme song. Every World Cup has an official theme song that becomes the anthem of the tournament. The Women's World Cup 2023 theme song will resonate with fans, capturing the essence of the event and becoming a source of inspiration for players and spectators alike. U2.B. The spirit of fair play, embracing sportsmanship. At the heart of any sporting event lies the spirit of fair play and sportsmanship. Women's World Cup 2023 emphasizes the importance of upholding ethical values and respecting opponents, making the competition not just about winning but also about promoting positive values. The evolution of women's football. Over the years, women's football has undergone significant transformation, gaining widespread recognition and appreciation. Women's World Cup 2023 serves as a testament to the progress and growth of the sport, inspiring future generations of female athletes. FAQs. Q. When will the Women's World Cup 2023 begin? A. The tournament is scheduled to start on, and the opening match will take place at an Australia and New Zealand. Q. How many teams are participating in Women's World Cup 2023? A. A total of 32 teams will compete for the coveted trophy in the tournament. Q. Which team won the previous edition of the Women's World Cup? A. The reigning champions are United States, who secured victory in the last edition of the tournament. Q. Where can I buy tickets for Women's World Cup 2023? A. Tickets for the tournament can be purchased online through the official website or authorized ticketing platforms. Q. What is the official theme song of Women's World Cup 2023? A. The official theme song will be as available above. Q. How can I stay updated on the latest news about Women's World Cup 2023? A. You can follow official social media handles and reliable sports news outlets to get real-time updates and insights about the tournament. Who won the last Women's World Cup? The United States women's national soccer team won the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup, defeating the Netherlands 2-0 in the final. This was the fourth time that the U.S. out had won the World Cup, and their second consecutive title. The U.S. out was led by Megan Rapinoe, who was named the tournament's best player. Rapinoe scored 2 goals in the final, including the game winner in the 61st minute. Other key players for the U.S. out included Alex Morgan, Carly Lloyd, and Tobin Heath. The Netherlands was a surprise finalist, having never previously reached the final of the World Cup. However, they played a strong tournament, and were only defeated by the U.S. out by a single goal. The 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup was a huge success, both in terms of attendance and viewership. The tournament was watched by an estimated 1.12 billion people worldwide, making it the most watched women's sporting event in history. www.youtube.com. Conclusion. In summary, the Women's World Cup 2023 is gearing up to become a remarkable and monumental occasion that will enthrall the global community with its exceptional display of skill, unwavering enthusiasm, and the triumphant commemoration of women's football. We are excited for the tournament to begin. This guide has given us important information and expert advice, so we are ready for this exciting journey. The upcoming Women's World Cup in 2023 promises to be an extraordinary celebration of talent, with an impressive lineup of teams and star players. Adding to the excitement, this tournament will also offer a unique opportunity to experience the rich culture of the host country and the breathtaking venues that await us. Get ready for a display of top-notch football that will leave you with countless unforgettable moments. As the world unites to witness the competition's unfolding drama, we can expect surprises, upsets, and moments of pure brilliance on the field. Beyond the sporting spectacle, Women's World Cup 2023 stands as a symbol of empowerment, gender equality, and social progress. The tournament's impact goes far beyond the field, inspiring future generations and fostering a sense of togetherness among diverse cultures and backgrounds.